Well, I invented soap in, I think it was 1986, and what I was doing is I was in political science class, and I was drawing these little pictures where I was like killing this friend of mine, and the little pictures of me looked vaguely like the soap of today. It was a little guy, you know, shooting someone or chopping his head open with an axe or with a chainsaw or using elephants to draw and quarter the guy. In any case, I liked the visual look of this character, and I decided to develop it more as a character. And through the development, it seems that I was living at college and I had run out of soap. And every day I would remind myself, buy soap, and I would keep forgetting. So it was like about a week and I hadn't taken a shower and I was getting pretty dirty. And kept saying to myself, buy soap, and I would never would. Then when it came time to name this character, it just came out Zop. So Zop is born out of sort of uncleanliness, and maybe that's part of why his character is the way he is. I think that Zop has really evolved as I have as an artist, if you want to call me that. Zop is really an extension of myself. Zop is me. There's a great sort of a philosophical side to Zop, and I think Zop is much more of a complex character than you might be able to tell from his outward appearance and the way he's always killing people and doing nasty things, using atomic bombs and machine guns and things. I think you could call Zop some sort of a god in the sense that he is very, very powerful. He has the ability. He has actually an infinite number of wishes, even though he doesn't know that. In the deific structure of the world where he lives, half evil, there is a god. The god is sort of not very powerful because he's pure good, can do nothing negative in any sense, which means he's very restricted in what he can do. Above God is a being called Balbi, who granted Zop a certain number of wishes, didn't tell him how many. He says, when you use your last wish, you will die irrevocably. You will not be able to come back. And then above Balbi is me, Frank Nora. That's not, I wouldn't say that's very egotistical, since I am creating this world and involving myself with the world itself as I'm creating it. Zop is the central character, but there are many other characters. I'm hoping to really concentrate on that as my main work of graphic art in the future, concentrating on this world, which is really very freeform and can allow a lot of different things to be incorporated into it. I mean, one thing can be a TV show in Half Evil, or something else can be an ancient myth or anything like that. I'd like to relate it all to Half Evil in that sense. But Zop is, I think, my best character, and I'd like to really explore him more. And in that sense, I feel that Zop will be with me for a long time, and hopefully more and more people will get to know Zop and his foibles and foibles. What a wonderful word. Anyway, that's it. Zop.